Welcome to Burning Out Hell.
Okay, we are in LA hell with the king of LA fuckboydom, my lil whippersnapper dumpling kangaroo, Harry fucking Jowsy, let's go, bro!
Wow, Hannah Bernhall, how are you feeling?
Oh, good one. Yeah, I knew you were going to come up with a funnier one than me.
How are you feeling?
My little foreskin.
Married woman.
I recently was thinking about Australian men because I think about them more than I should. And I'm just thinking how you guys are fucking just feral.
Why? What's wrong
with
us?
You're just feral. I was talking to the producer actually. Like, you guys are so charming.
Yeah.
But such loose cannons.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Defend yourself.
No. Am I actually?
No, it's
I'm
just
a loose cannon.
Like, you know, because you guys are just so much fun and like you have an air about you.
Right. Yeah.
But you found an Australian woman.
Yes. Yes. She's awesome.
You found a reality TV Australian woman.
No, it's so cringe.
Like, yeah, what the fuck happened? Because everyone was like, well, we could have planned that.
Yeah. It's so annoying because like everyone just shits on me. It's like, oh, he's just going through the roster of Taught to Handle Girls, which is embarrassing. But like, we sat down and like you know what's really weird? The first time we met, we just laughed. Like, I didn't say anything. We didn't talk. There was no words. It was just like a hug and we were just laughing. And I was like, that's really fucking weird. Like, imagine the first time we met and we're just sitting there just like staring at each other and laughing. Like, that's fucking nuts. Like
she was laughing at your face.
I think so. Yeah, she saw my skinny little legs and she's like, wow. And I was.
She's like, sorry, it's just you. It's
yeah,
just something.
And I was like,
you.
Oh, I thought she was into me, but she's just like, yeah, laughing at me.
Laughter is a love language. People don't talk about it.
It was honestly really weird. So she came on the podcast and then she just like moved in.
First of all, they do say laughing at the same time is intimacy.
Wow.
Are you guys still laughing?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so when you invited her on the pod, which is like. That's how dates start in LA, right? Yeah. Do you want to come on my podcast?
Yeah, everyone has a podcast. Everyone's like, come on in.
Yeah, so did you think she was cute before?
Yeah, I thought she was like really sweet and like little and fun.
Did you watch her season?
No, I thought it was dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like watched a couple episodes and I was like, you guys want to...
Do you think if you filmed with her, you would have fallen in love too?
No.
Ooh, explain. I mean, because I have my opinions about it too, yeah.
No, I just think that those situations are such a high-pressure environment. And, like, we already deal with enough shit. So putting us in a high-pressure environment like that, where I also have to worry about other girls, other guys, like, coming in, like...
And making it interesting.
Yeah, and, like, trying to make, like, a good TV. Like, it's just not healthy. And if we met in that way, like, we probably wouldn't talk to each other. Like, we're both pretty stubborn, so we probably would just like end on the show.
Hell,
and that'd
yeah.
be it.
But I feel like two stubborn people are sometimes good, because if you're stubborn for each other, then it's like nothing can break you.
Right. Yeah.
But you have to...
Who said that?
I don't know. I don't know. It sounded wise as fuck, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no.
My husband is husband.
Oh, you're gonna say husband? Wow.
No, it makes me like feel old.
Did he
like,
give you
my husband and I? Yeah. Did he give me?
I was like, is that the ring? He just like wanted to do something.
This
extra.
Is just a bracelet. I think it's fake.
Yeah.
I was like, it doesn't like my personality. So I think that you, dude. I love. You know, we got engaged in 6 months. Like, I feel like
really.
Yeah. Like, I don't fuck with. Just like being with someone to be with someone forever.
Wow.
And also I feel like you moving in together, you immediately know if you can fuck with each other.
Yeah, like I'm farting on her and shit right now. Like it's,
you're farting on
it's
her.
It's getting too
Does
comfortable.
Does she fart on you?
No, I wouldn't let her. I'd put my thumb in her ass. No, I think she doesn't, like the crazy shit is I've never smelled a poo from her. And I'm like, where do you do this?
Or maybe you do smell it, but you like her pheromones, so it smells good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like real native, like caveman.
I, early on with my husband, I had my appendix, like a problem.
Yeah.
So they had to like remove my appendix or whatever the fuck they do. And they like put a lot of air in your body. So like early on,
gassy.
I got home and like, I just couldn't, and it was like sulfuric. Like, it was a smell. Like, it wasn't even my natural farting smell.
That's kind of fun, though. I don't mind smelling a good fart. You know when you smell, like, something disgusting and you're, like, you're not disgusted, you're just, like, curious?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of fun. Like, that's what I've been doing
recently.
You almost
taste it. You're like, kind of oaky. A little oaky flavor.
Is that egg? What is that? No, it's
Did you have Thai yesterday? But that, like, immediately took any, like, me being afraid of him seeing me in a bad light.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stop. And but we laughed about it. It just was, like, constant. Like, you just, after a bad, intense surgery, the people don't tell you about it. You just fart a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys, how many months in were you at that point?
Pretty early on, like, 2 or 3 months, and we're living together.
Wow, you're like gassy girl. You're just fucking ripping.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But did he think it was funny or did he think it was weird?
He first thought it was funny, but then he started to be like, "Oh, not again!" Oh, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, get over it."
That's what George is doing now. She's like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, Harry! Like, we can't have a nice moment." I'm like, "Look, like, you're in my house under my roof, and if my bowels want to let go, I'm gonna rip it."
See, I'm about a farting equilibrium where, like, there's a little bit of respect, but, like, I can't have you, yeah, like, loose and I have to clench.
That's the thing, like, if she wants to let it go, she can let it go. But, like,
let's be honest, farting feels good.
Feels nice.
Like, honestly,
what does queefing feel like? Is that fun?
Queefing is weird because, you know, fart, you feel it coming on. Where a queef,
it's like a pee. No? Oh, yeah, no.
Oh. Well, yeah, a fart, like, you're like, oh, I need to, and then, yeah, it's, and then you're like, ah, it's a release. Where a queef, it just kind of is like someone punched air and the air goes.
Oh, so you don't know when it's coming. It's just like,
it's like if his dick goes in a weird way.
Well, yeah, but okay, interesting.
It's like there's already air, and then his dick comes in, and with some moisture, it just makes a.
Nice.
And that is sex ed with Hannah. Thank you for coming, yeah. Harry. You teach your boys. Bring it back to the crew.
Queefing's fun though. I feel like it's interesting. Does that mean you have a big dick or a small dick? That's what I want to know.
That is such a good question. Let me think. It means that you're, like, letting air come in.
So it's tiny.
So tiny.
Fuck it, hell.
But I do have to say I love queefing, yeah, which we talked about before. It's,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
thing.
You're a queef machine.
It's a thing. I don't actually queef. I am farting.
Oh, really?
You know when, like, you just kind of let loose and you release and maybe, yeah, like, if I have a little fart that could come out, it will come out during sex.
Nice. Some girls a little bit of flavor.
Yeah. Keep it spicy.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and but dudes, they're stupid. So, like, they'll hear something and they go, "What was that?" And then you go, "It was a queef." And they're like, "Hot." Yeah. And they keep going.
What guys ever said hot to a queef? Like,
some, I think guys are like, they're kind of like, they feel like they, like, did something to you, kind of.
Really?
Do you not think queefs are
No, hot? I just ignore it because I'm like, I don't want you to feel embarrassed. So I'm just going to continue doing the job. Like, yeah. I was like,
I'm
like
not embarrassed by queefs because I'm like, you did that to me. Where farts, I'm like, I shouldn't have had Mexican today. That's on me. And that's, I own that shit. That was on me. If it doesn't smell though, like, there's no way. Because I realized early on that, yeah, like, they can't tell where the air is coming from.
No, we got no idea.
So you just go, "Oh my God, a queef." Where, like, I once farted on a guy's face when he was going down on me.
Wow.
And it's like, cause I was, like, trying to orgasm, and I was, like, kind of, like, getting, like, I was, like, pushing hard, a little, yeah, and then it hit him, and, like, he, British guy, couldn't get a boner for, like, 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just kidding. It probably wasn't 2 months, but, like, but the still, night was over.
Yeah, that sucks.
Cause he was just, I was like, "Come on, keep going," and he's like. Like, he was,
like,
laughing.
I can taste it.
He was laughing so hard. Exactly.
You fucking Dutch oven him down there, and he's just, like, fucking drowning in it. Wow.
But this is the thing. Like, imagine, like, when you're fucking, you're so free, and you're just like, whatever happens, happens. Where, like, the girl, like, how are you supposed to hold it all in? Like, keep my stomach in, keep my butt out, keep my queefs in, keep my farts in, but also orgasm. Like, that's fucking, that's why girls aren't coming.
Yeah.
That's the orgasm gap.
Thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
Just let go.
So you wouldn't
you shit yourself, whatever. Like, it's at least you know you're doing something right. Like, she's fully relaxed.
When people have babies, they shit themselves.
That's the crazy thing. So George is a midwife. So she's, like, delivers babies and shit. And she was telling me that, like, about, like, bath bursts and shit. I was like, "There's shit in there with the baby?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Get the fucking scoop that out. Like, it's disgusting." But she was, like, telling me how beautiful it is. And I told her, I was like, "Yo, like, get me away from that." Because I saw a video one time at university and it made me, like, never want to have sex again. But obviously, didn't really last too long, but like it was literally like a baby's head. So I'm trying to study at university. I look across in the library. There is a lady watching on a fucking big screen with an audience giving birth, like close in on this chick's vajayjay and the little baby's head coming out. And then like a tube of toothpaste, this fucking poo, like pew. I was literally just like, yo, what the fuck? That made me want to stop having sex. But I appreciate what women go through to do that. But like, can you poo before you give birth? Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy too, because during sex, like, you can't think of all the possibilities of how you could gross out your partner.
Yeah.
So you have to get to a comfortable part. How long did you guys wait before doing the deed?
We did it on the podcast day.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah, first day.
I did mine second day. You gotta check. Really? You gotta check the equipment early.
Yeah.
No, you what are you gonna in. Text each other about your hobbies for 3 weeks
way.
To like play hard to get?
Yuck.
So you agree that it doesn't matter when a girl hooks up with you?
I don't give a fuck. Like, it's whatever. It's fun. Like, for me, like, I love physical touch and I love like just getting down to business. But also, like, I'm not fussed. Like, if we have to wait a week or whatever. But I just think it's stupid. Like, if I've been with girls and they're like, oh no, you're gonna wait. And I'm like, okay, well, you can just fuck off. Like, I don't care. Like,
well, it's a game. Well, it is a game. And it's also like, what they think making you wait is going to make you feel differently about them anything. When it's like, I know what you're doing.
It's like, we're in bed. We're both naked. I'm
adults.
Yeah. I'm about to like come. And like, if you just put this thing in for 10 seconds, it's game over. But like, you're going to make me like wait. Like, I'll go in the bathroom and give myself a great time. Like, it's
yeah.
It's honestly crazy. I've had like so many, and I've spoken to my friends about it as well. I'm like, how do you feel when a girl's like, oh no, like date 4 is when you're going to be able to see my fucking little raisin. Like, they're just like, who cares? Like, we're not children, you know?
It's true. I think it's when you're younger that you're like, I'm scared, I'm not comfortable, like, I just want to kiss. And then it gets to a point in your late 20s where you're both adults,
yeah,
you're both in bed. What are you gonna do, play parcheesi? Like,
no,
is that what it's called, parcheesi?
I've never heard of parcheesi.
I'm educating you.
What? What is it?
My young son.
Is it with cheese?
I don't know. It's a fucking game. It's some boomer game.
Wow, you're just getting old. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Sorry, I hang out with wise boomers sometimes.
Wow. But like, also, like, this is the only time we're ever going to be this sexy, so you may as well just get fucked.
For sure. And I'm a big proponent of, like, don't just act pleasant and, like, you can't trick someone to love you.
Yeah.
You know, like, these girls, I've done it where I'm like, okay, he just saw the wrong side of me that day. I just need to see him again and give him different energy, or like be a little bitchier. Like, I wasn't funny enough. When it's like, no.
Who cares?
Who cares? And also, like, trust that he sees you the way he's gonna see you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I almost, like, with her, what made you fall for her?
Just how she makes me laugh all the time. Like, we'll just be like sitting, like even on the couch, like last night, I was watching TV, I felt her staring at me. I looked over, she looks at the TV, and then we'll just do like weird little things, and we both will just start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And also she's, her love language is like physical touch. So whenever I'm just like sitting or doing anything, she'll just like climb on me, like all the time. And for me, like, I love
she's
that.
She's your little koala.
She is. Literally, like, I'll be in the kitchen like trying to make food, and then she'll like come wrap her leg around me and like hold me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is really nice, because I didn't realize like that was also my love language, and I really appreciate it. But yeah, she's honestly great. But it's
do you feel like a little bit of home, the fact that she speaks in the funny way you guys do?
Yes, because we can listen to this, like, we have the same music taste. Like, there'll be like bands like back in Australia that I love, and I'll put it on with an American girl, and they're just like, you sound like you're fucking dying. But like, if I put it on for her, she's like, this is sick.
Where? How far away in Australia is she from?
She is like a 5-hour drive away from me.
How's her town different than yours?
She grew up in this place called she's gonna get so angry if I get it wrong. I think it's Sunshine Coast. I think that's where she grew up.
What's her middle name?
Her middle name? Lay.
Would you bet money on it?
Yes, because we did a video the other day, and she got mad at me because I didn't know. I didn't know anything about her.
So 10 days ago, he wouldn't have known.
No, I would not have known yesterday. Like, it's fucking crazy. But no, she lives like 5 hours away. It's like a little surfer town. I live in a shithole.
Oh, cool.
So it's like very different.
Yeah. So it's cool. Like, you feel connected to her, but you also are learning from her. But I also feel like that's me and my husband. gross. Ah! And I'm like, yuck. Back in the day, we used to go on dates. I'm a young buck.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. But also, my thing is, like, I'm like you. I don't want to waste my time with, like, the dating shit. Like, I have to take over the world. So I found him, locked it up, and we go.
I think my favorite thing about your whole wedding, even though I wasn't invited, was the fact that your post just said Zaddy for your wedding. Like, I was sitting there, I was like, women dream of this moment to, like, get married to the man of their dreams and, like, have all the bells and whistles, and, like, you did a photo shoot.
Corinthians.
And I was like, you look so beautiful. You guys look so happy. And the caption just says Zaddy. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? like, oh my God, I'm so happy I met the love of my life. No, fucking Zaddy.
Like, so happy you brought this up, though, because, like, we both have public relationships where you can, let's be honest, everything is a conscious choice that you put out. How do you choose? Oh, I did that because he's my Zaddy. How do you choose what kind of content you want to put out with your significant other?
I think that, and it's always funny because I see those comments like, oh, they're just doing it for clout. The funniest shit is we both create content and we both, like, love doing it. So when you find someone that does, that you can do it with,
it's like hitting a candy store. You're like, let's eat everything.
So excited, right? But for her, because I'm not like, everyone thinks I'm this big fuckboy, like, devil of a thing. Like, I'll think of stupid ideas where she can, like, roast me, and then I'll get her to post that because I'm like, oh, this is fun, which is probably not good for me, but, like, it works really well where she can, like, roast me.
You're so in on the joke with yourself, and I think that's what people don't understand about you, is that, like, you understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you also mean, like, no malice with anything. Like, you just want to entertain and ultimately, like, be successful.
Like, I'll show you.
I'm a big Harry Jowsey stan. I talk about you more than you'd think. I'd be like, really? Oh, Harry's the best.
No, you don't.
I do. Wasn't I talking to you about how I liked Harry?
Wow, we should get married.
I mean, I'll change real quick across a bitch.
No, look at what. No, there was one that I made her do where it was just like, show you and then share your biggest mistake. And it got like 5.5 million views.
Yeah, that shit is so funny.
Like, it's just.
But that is also, it does make her likable and you likable that you're down for that content, because it shows that, like, I get how people can see me. But with you, I remember the TikTok saga, and you have to talk about it if you don't want, but I remember you were, like, posting another girl, and, like, I was kind of invested in that. Like, I was like, oh, my God, cute.
Which one?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that was cute. And then, like, she started posting some videos, and I was like, is this about Harry? And she's like, no, we're fine. And then, like, clearly we're not fine, but she was, like, protecting you, I feel like. I don't know.
Nah, me and Charlie never really had, like, it didn't really, like, end. It was kind of just, like, she was going through a lot of shit, and she needed someone to be there for her. And, like, things kind of I was friends with her. And then things
were in New York.
Yeah, things escalated really quick.
You just have, like, an intense New York trip.
Yeah, it was really nuts. So we, like, she wanted, she was just going through some shit, and I was like, oh, why don't you, like, get out? Like, why don't you just go do something different or whatever? And then I was like, just come to New York. And then anyway, things, like, went really intense. Like, we had a lot of fun. And then, we just got back, and, like, she travels so much for, like, her DJing or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just too insecure for that. I'm like, I think I'm too crazy for that, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I prefer to...
If early on you're feeling insecurities, you're feeling unsettledness, like, it really only gets kind of worse.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I don't want to be, like, showing up at her sets, like, who the fuck is here? Like,
but also there was that, like, almost bachelor dating show mentality where you're like, let's have a week where we just spoil each other and the world is frozen.
Literally,
and you just fucking make TikToks, like, spinning in the rain or whatever the fuck you're, like, making out. That shit was so hot. I was like, is this a rom-com I'm watching?
Yeah.
And then, like, I saw nothing. And, like, and I'm just, like, a fan who's like, what's going on? And then people ask you because, like, you gave it to them, so then you kind of feel like they feel like you owe an explanation, but it's also your private life.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys handled it very classily. But then this other girl came, and I was like, oh, okay, you had another, like, hot week with someone.
Yeah.
But then she kept showing up, and then I was like, I've been very invested in your dating life.
Honestly,
I'm living vicariously through you.
No, it's so random as well, because, like, all my comments, like, new girl, new week, and I'm like, fuck, like, Georgia's really overstaying her welcome now. Like, I don't know what I need to find someone quick. Like, someone else. Like, it's... But
people are like, bored. We're bored. Who's next?
Yeah, literally. Everyone's like, all right, who's going to come up next? So I got to think, you know.
You said, like, you deal with some, like, insecurities, whatever.
Yeah.
What are your biggest insecurities right now?
Well, I just think that in LA and in this industry, there's a lot of people that have a lot more than you and a lot better than you.
Mm.
And, it's not insecurities in a sense, but people don't really care about other people here. Like, oh, I think in general, like wherever you go. So like whenever, like I've had friends, and I think it's stemmed from just being around like bad people for too long. Like I've had mm-hmm. friends where I've had like something really special and really magical. And like I had like a little tiff with that girl, and then they'll try and like fuck my friends or whatever, and then it'll go and happen.
Yeah.
So like there's been situations like that. And I think that just develops some sort of like, little overprotectiveness or whatever, but I think I get very territorial mm-hmm. when it, which is a terrible way to word things, but I think when I'm with someone, I'm like, okay, like you can go do whatever you want. I know I'm like a lot of fun, and I know I'm like a great guy, and I'm like awesome and like super humble and handsome and
tall.
Just yeah, like love eating pussy, just the rest, the whole the whole package, some would say. But I get like territorial, I think, and I think an element of that is like healthy.
Yeah,
but some people just take it too far
in the beginning. Yeah, it is healthy, but there's also like I've never been cheated on knowingly, but yeah. I once talked to my therapist like, what if this dude cheated on me, and she was like, that's on him, like that's not your responsibility to like to convince them to not cheat on you,
right?
And that's kind of how it has to feel in a relationship, where you don't have to want to have to feel like you have to like protect them and keep an eye out, like that's not, it should feel like that's, there's no one can break our energy type of thing.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing with Georgia is like she is, I don't know, like I just know like that she would never do anything like that, and she's such a sweetheart, and I know she would end it before she decided to like hook up with like someone else or do anything like that. But she's like, yeah, she's awesome, she's really amazing.
Is it because you've in the past been that person too?
What do you mean?
That might like get distracted or...
Yeah, like there's definitely, like, you know, you see like pretty people all the time on like social media and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's honestly interesting because this is like the first time that I've been with someone and I like don't care about other shit in my DMs or like people like trying to reach out to me or whatever else. Like I've been really just like you're cool, you look cool, but like Georgia's sick.
You know what I like about it? The first thing you said about her was she makes me laugh. Yeah. When in the past, when I talk to you about chicks, is you're like, she's so fucking hot. She's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, there's lots of hot girls.
Yeah.
But once you find that like emotional connection, how much fucking hotter do they look?
It's crazy.
And it's like not a like physical thing. It's like a whole like emotional experience.
No, it's really nuts because like even this morning, like I got up in bed, I just like, it sounds fucking creepy. If someone was watching us, it'd probably look creepy. But I just like stare at her. I'm like, damn, like, you're such a like amazing human, because she's just this little bundle of like,
ew.
I know it's gross, but I tell her, I was like, look, like, I don't know, this morning when she was in the shower, I like ripped the door open and scared her, and I was like, hey, has anyone told you that you're amazing? And then I like leave. It's really, I don't know how to be like cute and fun with her. I just like scare her, and then I'll laugh, and then I'll like run away, and then I'll like fart or something. So I really like, I'm really a roller coaster to deal with.
I do feel like when you're with the right person though, you feel childlike,
because
your inner child is the person who's like not overthinking stuff, and you're just having fun and you're living in the moment.
Yeah.
So I find that like I am like that with my husband. We like become like little kids together, where we can be super silly, because you just feel like you don't have to protect like your shit.
Question for you: how many times a week do you and a husband fuck? That's the real question.
Oh my God, good question.
Because like,
I would, so we're stand up, so like we work at night.
Oh, I was like,
we stand up.
Yeah, we only fuck.
We only fuck standing up. That was so bad.
I'm like, wow. Like, I haven't tried that one.
We will walk while fucking while standing.
We have to go to work, so we're like
so we could do it at the coffee shop. No one knows.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if we sometimes will do long distance, and then when we get back, like, we'll fuck a lot, and then it'll... But, like, if it's back in, like, normal mode, I'd say, like, 3 times a week.
Right.
It's I do have to say, like, I'm still so attracted to this man. And I used to lose attraction after a year, like, always. I would just be like, meh.
Yeah, gross.
Like, not even gross. You just, like, you start to just see their personality.
Yeah.
And I also would go for, like, tall guys with bad personalities.
Yeah.
So, like, eventually, like, the dick game is, like, too consistent. And then you're like, oh, you're boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no. I'm not talking about tall guys like you. You are multifaceted and talented. But
just have a skinny cock, though, so.
That's, the queefage is real.
Yeah. Queefage.
But also, I saw this thing on TikTok, which means it's a fact. Real. It's real. That you fuck a lot in the beginning, partly because it's like a drug, and you want to continually, like, affirm that you guys are into each other. So you're like, especially in a relationship, you're like, let's fuck. Mm. And then over time, you get more comfortable with the person.
Start shitting and farting.
Yeah, so you don't need to constantly be like, let's fuck to show how into each other we are.
Right.
And fucking becomes more like, also, when you first start dating, it's that, like, waiting. And the second you see each other, you're like, yeah. Where when you're living together, you have to consciously be like, I have, like, half an hour. If do you want, and that's not how sex is when you first meet.
Yeah,
because you just do it. Where so when you live with someone, you actually have to, like, organize it a little. Mm. Sometimes we'll like order food, and he'll be like, "Do you want to fuck before we eat?" Because he knows after I eat, like, I'm out. I'm not. I mean, it's dangerous.
He's considerate. That's why you made him. What a nice guy. He's like,
you're like, he asked for consent. What a sweet man.
Yeah, that's rare these days.
But it is, it's funny. Like, I really feel like as couples, you have to awkwardly ask for sex.
Yeah. See, because the thing is, like, obviously we've been living together for a while, and like,
it changes
exactly
the
same. At the start, we were like fucking all the time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, damn, am I giving her enough dick or not enough? Because, like, she's like very sweet and like loving, and I don't know. So I was just like, I was curious, because I asked my friends, I'm like, because physical touch is a big love language for us, right?
Yeah.
And like, for us to have sex all the time, it's draining. Like, I don't have sex every day. Like,
no.
That's crazy. But I just don't know if I'm doing it enough or too little. I should probably ask her.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a good one.
Maybe we should maybe talk to her.
Let's call her right now.
About her feelings. But I also think, like, make sure she's comfortable, like, coming on to you too.
Yeah,
like, not to be just like waiting around for like when Harry wants to like
clap,
get rid of his load, you know,
just fill her up.
Yeah.
Just fucking,
because it is a fucking two-way street.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's definitely moments where I'm like, do you want to have sex? Like, I'm worried about it. I'm like, do you want to have sex?
Yeah.
And or he'll be like, should we? It's always like awkward like that.
Yeah, my issue is like, I'm always hard. Like, she could like hug me and I'm just like, fuck, like my dick's like ready to rock and roll. So I don't know, like, I feel like if she wanted to, she could just like accidentally fall over and like, land on it, like, just end up fucking.
But also, you have this new thing, like, yeah, your love language is touch, but touch is not always necessarily like jackhammering.
Yeah.
Touch is also like watching a movie, and like the whole time you're just like caressing each other's legs or like holding hands and like little kisses. So or even just like, yeah, her falling asleep on your chest and shit. Like, that's other ways.
Never happen. Would never let her.
Too hot?
No. I will literally fall asleep in like 10 seconds. Like, literally, it's so fucking funny. Like,
you're such a dude.
Like, she'll put a movie on and be like, oh, this is so much fun. Like, this is crazy. And then I'm like, within 10 seconds, like, open mouth snoring in her ear. I told her, like, if you snored, you'd be out of here.
This is why I hate men. Like,
no, we suck.
For me to fall asleep, I need like the moon to be in Jupiter, and I need my like app going on. I need to be like ovulating. I need like the air conditioning to be the perfect temperature, where dudes will literally just be like, oh, it's time to go to sleep. And I'm like, fuck you.
No, we suck.
Like, when we're cuddling, I'm like fucking, you know, like holding in, clenching my butt, like trying to be cute, like putting my hair in a good position. And like, I'm like, yeah, I'm falling asleep. And he's just like, and I'm like, fuck that dude. But
but also, after we nut as well, it's just like,
true,
light bulb. Like, it's done. Like, where, fuck it out. Which sucks, because I know, isn't it for girls, like, you guys are like a little bit more energized after you
come? Maybe, yeah. Like, after sex, sometimes like I jump up to just like go to the bathroom, continue my day, and he's out for like an hour.
Really?
Like, yeah, because I have shit to do.
Yeah, I don't know how I get so tired after like 2 minutes. Like, it's crazy, but I'm like out like a light. I'm like, holy shit, I could really go for a fucking siesta.
Do you always make her come first and then you come?
The goal is. That's the goal.
That's a thesis statement of the essay.
If we wanted to put it down on paper, that's what we're aiming to do. Sometimes my dick has other plans. So like, now, okay, it was...
But you know about edging.
Yes, yes. But so the sex was very like routine at the start, I think. Like, yeah. This is how I do it, blah, blah, blah. Get the job done.
Welcome.
Like a man.
Welcome to Harry's Car Wash.
Yeah, no, literally.
This is what you need. Yeah. This is step 1, 2, and 3. And whatever you need, we'll have. Just ask a question.
No, but we were fucking like very routinely. And then there was a couple of times like in Vegas or like we were traveling where she'll catch me by surprise and she'll just milk me like a fucking goat. And it will just be over minutes and I'll be upset. And she's like, no, it's hot when that happens. I'm like, no, because every podcast I listen to, every girl's like, yeah, you have to make me come, whatever. So I get, it also hurts my ego.
No, but sometimes it's true. Like coming takes real emotional effort. And sometimes like you will just like knowing that you pleasured the dude.
Yeah.
And there's many times where like I will straight up just communicate and be like, no, I don't need to.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes like... for whatever reason, maybe you feel bloated a little or whatever, and you just like want to give a blowjob, and that's
it.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't always, sometimes I don't want to, like, in that moment, like maybe he's turned on and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I don't, because girls, it takes like, they said it takes like really like 10 to 15 minutes to like really be horny.
Interesting.
And I'm busy.
Yeah, I got shit to do. Well, with Georgia, like. Yeah.
I just think sex feels better after the girl comes.
So much better.
Like for both the people.
Yeah. I always get mad when girls like, okay, like fuck me now. I'm like, no, like let me do my thing. I get like angry. I'll put my hand over her mouth and like grab her hands like that. And I was like, I've got shit to do down here. I've got to figure it out. So nice.
But I like recently learned about edging, which apparently like girls and guys should do.
We both should do it?
Yeah. Like, so... Even like if you're like, she's ready for you, be like, no, come again.
And yeah, like, I love doing that.
Then even when you're fucking, sometimes stop and be like, finger yourself.
That gets fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then for the girl, because I didn't really know that it worked the same way.
Oh, the guy's fingering himself? Like, I'm just going to fucking put a thumb up my ass. Yeah, okay. I don't know what you guys are up to over there. Oh, well, I'm going to say, you get over there, husband, and finger yourself.
Go finger yourself now.
You see that
now.
Carrot? Squat on it.
Oh, my God. But yeah, like you, as girls, like it's always like, I'm trying to come. But sometimes it's like, you feel like you're going to and like, you don't have to force it.
Yeah.
It's just trying to have more like lesbian type sex.
Yeah, get some toys in there.
Yeah.
Like go fucking crazy.
This is my problem with toys. There's a lot of admin.
What do you mean?
You have to like make sure it's charged, it's clean. Sometimes like right in the moment, I'm like, if they're all fucking not charged, I'm not going to charge it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
And then like when you're not horny, you're not like, let's charge my vibrators. I don't have a fucking charging station.
You get one of those like Hitachi ones where you just plug it in and just fucking go to town.
Oh shit, I didn't hear about that.
You haven't heard about those?
No.
Are you...
Like it's like a quick...
No, it looks like a little fucking massage gun, but this thing is like a...
Oh,
the big white Hitachi one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know about those. But how do they charge?
No, I think it's plug in. My mom used to have one. This is what I swear to God.
She's like, my mom used to use it multiple ways. She'd hit me in the face with it when I was naughty, and then she'd hit her own uterus with it.
No, when I was like fucking 13, I went in her room one time, and I was like, oh, what is this sticking out of the drawer with plugged into the wall? And
then like, I toothbrush.
Picked it up, and I was like, ah. Oh. Well, I know my mom doesn't sing. Like, this looks like a microphone, and I just put it back in. And now I know, years later, that my mom was just having a fucking jolly old time.
Good for her.
Yeah, shout out, mom.
It is. You glow when you orgasm. You truly glow.
Yeah.
But isn't... So you've been that guy who has had, you know, sex with different girls living the LA life. Sometimes. Just a little. I'm not trying to make you look bad. What is it like... What is it like having sex that you're like with the same person for a while?
I think it's better because you get to understand each other's bodies, right? And you get to like really like figure out what the fuck is going on and like what hits them right and what also like, I don't know, tickles your fancy. It's really interesting. Like I used to get pretty distracted and like want to fuck her out and shit, but like for Georgia, like I just she's just so attractive.
Aww.
You know? Damn, I'm such a simp. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Aww.
I'm such a little simp. But no, I don't know. Like, it's everything just feels better. It's wetter. Yeah. She her pussy's perfect. It is. It's honestly, and she knows it, which is frustrating. but yeah, everything about her is like crazy, and it's just we understand each other a little bit better. But I don't really like when she gives me head. I'd rather just like focus on her. I don't like head in general.
Yeah.
Not a big head guy. I think it's frustrating.
Why?
Because it's first off, if you start giving me head, right, and then we have sex, like I'm gonna come even quicker. That's frustrating.
Yeah.
Like leave me alone. Leave me out of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like and I to get head to just get head is just like, well now you're wet and fucking soggy over there in your undies like a fucking wet hamburger and what do we do about that? And now I feel annoyed because like it's just me and now I don't want to have sex anymore because I'm cummed. So I'd rather just like squash that. Get that out of the way and just focus on you because then once you come, I think I said this before, but like once a guy comes, once a girl comes, you can have as quick a sex as you want.
Mm.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, you don't have to overthink the performance.
Yeah, you just bang away because like end of the day, if she complains to her friends, you're like, oh, well, you fucking still came.
Yes.
So like, shut up.
It's always think about what the group chat's going to say after.
Always. Because you know, after a one night stand, that's the first thing that gets hit up. It's like, oh, he gave whack dick or whatever else. It's just like, no.
Dude, that's so much pressure. If I was a dude, I would fold like a cheap beach chair. I'd be like, sorry, I can't do this. I'm breaking up with you. And they're like, I don't even know your name.
Yeah, we just met. We're in Subway.
What do you do to not come? What do you think about?
See, the thing is, everyone's like, oh, you should think about this or whatever else. Like, it doesn't work. Like,
think about your mom's vibrator and you're like, oh.
Oh, fuck. I just stop having sex. Like I just go down to them or like try and like mix it up or whatever, but it's really difficult. I think there was one time when I was just like really thinking about business and like just random shit and like just trying to like really take my mind somewhere. But my issue is like whenever I'm doing that, I start looking around. So like imagine we're a missionary and I'm just like fucking like looking up the wall.
You're like carry the one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh fuck, that's what happened.
I didn't
like,
call that dude back.
Yeah,
fuck. What was your mental health like right before you met her? Like were you looking? Were you feeling good about yourself?
I think I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was really focused and really like honed in on my work and business. And and I made a rule. This is so annoying. I made a rule to not date anyone until I turned 28. And then she decided to fucking
how old are
show
you now?
Up. 25. Yeah. Why are you pulling that face?
Well, for many reasons. This is my little tiny larvae. 3 years of not dating?
I just wanted to focus on building, like, being a better man.
Yeah, but also being a better man, sometimes I feel like dating in your 20s, they're like mirrors for you, so you fucking learn about yourself so much more when you do these relationships than you having one night stands, because like one night stands, you're putting these random energies in you, who knows what kind of toxic, you know,
little cock pool you're building.
yeah
it's true.
But it's not a coincidence though that I feel like once you were kind of zoned in and actually focused and in alignment with your shit,
yeah,
that someone saw you for you and one and like you weren't forcing it with like the wrong people.
And it's also crazy because like I said this to the other day, I was like, damn, it's so annoying because you're everything that I was manifesting. I was like, oh, I need a best friend, I need this, I need that, and then like she just appeared and I'm like, oh, fuck, like I was doing so well with business, I was so focused on my shit, and now I have to worry about you, like what? But it's a good worry.
How are you managing business and being in a relationship?
It's been, you know what, it's really interesting because we're like together 24/7 and we like live together, but she's also very understanding, and I think that's why it works so well. It's like I'm always on my phone, like I'm sending voice notes, I'm in group chats with my team.
I love a voice note.
But I'm always like working on that,
yeah.
And like a lot of people don't really understand and like get annoyed, but she gets it, and I think that it's been really beneficial because she's out like shooting content and doing her stuff and like trying to meet people and like collab and working with brands, and I'm running around like a headless chicken like doing my shit, so it honestly really works well. And the best thing about living together is end of the day, like we still come back to each other.
Yeah, and you don't have to do the whole like, hey, come here, you want to come there. I also feel like, think of all the effort it is chasing pussy.
Oh,
you know, like, you know how it is, like, we fucking
preach you to the choir,
fucking gotta,
brother.
Like, Uber people and shit, and, like, fucking ask where people are and shit, and fucking remember texting back.
Have to wear condoms. It's fucking crazy.
But I almost feel like my career, once I found someone, I was just like, oh, beautiful, I have that nice support system. Yeah. And he also like is very like work your ass off. When I was in my 30s, like I was working my ass off.
Yeah.
So that I feel like, you know, sometimes like your mood gets so fucked up by like little stupid relationship shit when you're hooking up with people.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to deal with that stuff anymore.
Well, okay, that's... First off, that's why I wanted to be single till I was 28, because
yeah,
I don't
want to
deal with that little shit. And
mm-hmm.
now I'm also scared, because every time we have an argument, it ruins my whole day. Like,
yeah.
Even though we don't really fight, like we just like laugh
mm-hmm.
at each other, and it's really hard to talk to each other about anything because mm-hmm. we're both afraid of like hurting each other or like
yeah.
saying the wrong thing. But like that's what I'm afraid of, because I'm like, now I'm in too deep. If we break up, like
you're fucked up.
I'm fucked for a week. Like,
no, but same thing happens.
Like a whole week.
No, I'm not gonna be able to sleep well that night.
Yeah. I would eat that lunch. Maybe I'd have that my afternoon.
No, my pre workout's not gonna hit the same.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. Literally though, fuck. It'd be so tough.
But it's true. You could be scared of it and not try it, but I feel like once I realized that dudes could fuck up my mental health, that's when I like just had like a very low tolerance.
Yeah.
For certain people, where I was like, oh, like your dick's not worth me getting upset.
Yeah, it's crazy. Once you start canceling out bad dick, you're
cool. You know, then with the right person, though, like your job now is, because she's right for you, she's probably going to like challenge you in ways mm-hmm. that like you're ready to level up in your life. Like I started to say sorry when I started dating Des.
Really?
Because we're both stubborn, and I realized, like, okay, do I want to fight with this man?
Yeah.
Or do I want to say sorry? And I've never said sorry more in a relationship where I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I see where
yeah.
I fucked up.
That's true. Cause
and
I'm
like, you need to learn how
yeah.
to like be a team and fight well. Because once you're good at fighting, it's like no one could take you down.
Yeah, you may as well be Jake Paul. Like, no, but the funny thing is, like, that's also what I noticed with her as well, is I'm very quick to say something that will like hurt her. Like I'm very like, whenever we have an argument, I'm like, okay, cool, pack your shit and leave. Like,
yeah.
I'm very quick to just be like, cool, I don't want it. I'll
yeah.
get out of my face.
Yeah.
And then like I'll walk out of the room and I'm like, oh man, I'm such a piece of shit. And I have
yeah.
to walk back in. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I really don't want you to go anywhere. Can you please stay? She's like, yeah, can you just fucking relax a little bit? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm very quick to just like cut it.
But with the wrong person, she'd be like, get really fucking heated with that shit.
Yeah.
Like she's actually super patient with you, it sounds
so
like.
So patient, yeah.
And she sees you for you and like challenges you to like be better.
Yeah, I'm like a big toddler. Like literally I'll just start kicking and screaming. But the thing is, we don't really fight about anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, not like you're always fighting, but like it's natural in relationships. If you don't
yeah.
have some fights, people aren't challenging boundaries.
Yeah.
You have to see what each other's boundaries are with shit. And it could be as stupid as like, oh, you ate like my pancake.
Yeah. Like
you fucked my brother, you know? So like you have to find what is the balance for you. I know you're always actually actively working on yourself.
Yes.
I feel like you've been like, you've been working out more. What's your current like kind of like mantra mindset
yeah.
that you could tell the little devils?
I think that little devils, if you don't have your 5-year goals written out, you should just do it, whether it's like crazy, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
My team, what we do, which has been really awesome, is we do a 3-1-3. So 3-year goals, 1-year goal, and 3-month goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through it like every quarter and like, how are we going? And I think the biggest thing for me, like on my birthday, I was like, I'm not going to drink till my next birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stay like sober and focused on my business and like my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like, I'm trying to align with the man that I want to be
mm-hmm.
in 3 or 5 years. I'm like, what does he look like? What does he talk like? What does he sound like? Where is he living? Like you put all these like ideas in your head instead of like, fuck, like I just want to go out and like go to hide and get fucked, like do some ketamine and try and finger another influencer. Like
yeah.
I don't want to do that. I'm like trying to want to be focused. Like, and there's
like just another Tuesday.
Yeah,
know?
Just another Tuesday in LA. Like, nah, I don't know. I just
but it's so easy to fall into that
so
easy rhythm.
Yeah.
Are there Australians who are sober?
I don't think so.
I feel like the culture, like they're like good at being fun and drunk.
Yeah, that's
because there's
issue.
A lot of sober like comedians.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Australian guy. But you're challenging your shit. You're challenging your
yeah.
past trauma. I do have to say, my opinion is like, you drinking less is going to change your career.
For the worse.
for the better.
No, it's actually the worst thing you can do.
If you stayed in reality TV, drinking for the you'll be better. Yeah. But like the productivity, you even think like Kim Kardashian doesn't drink, J-Lo doesn't drink. Yeah. It's not a coincidence.
How much coke do they do though?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great
let's
fucking
circle
question.
Back on that one.
Let's circle back. Like, look at like New York City finance dudes. They're like, yeah, I haven't drank in years.
I don't need to drink. I got it. No, that's the thing is like I'm trying to move into acting now. I've been taking like classes for like 6 months and like like two dialect coaches. I'm really like trying to focus on being better.
You have an American accent?
It's not very good. So like, I'm not ready yet. One day. But I've been trying to focus on that and I'm like, I think every time when you're in LA or when you're in this influencer culture, everyone's very complacent with like getting a brand deal and like just fucking around.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, what 5 year Harry isn't happy with that. Like, what do I do? So I'm like, if I just put in the effort for the next year, hopefully I'm further along than I would be if I was just getting fucked up or whatever else.
That's why I'm inspired by seeing your trajectory because I was in reality TV too. And so what? Like a crazy percentage. Once your show's done, you just float. And some people like are good at posting content, so they'll get brand deals. But like, I always use it as just a stepping stone for me.
Yeah.
What are you, what are some things you're like currently working on for yourself? A little bit into the acting.
Yeah, the acting stuff's been like so much fun because it's also like the biggest thing for me is when I first started thinking about it, I was like, damn, like I'm so vulnerable. Like I have to be serious on camera and like try and be someone else. And that was the scariest thing. And I was like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, because people love you for you.
Yeah, so it was like really weird. Like, oh, I have to be like this fuckhead, like, or like have to act.
That's easy.
Like, yeah, no, it's still me. But it's just really interesting, like trying to like be a kid again and be vulnerable. And then I'm like, well, where I'm being vulnerable, there's growth. And I think that's also what's like made me be more disciplined with my body and my mind. And I've just been trying to make sure I get like, for my body, like being outside more and like doing shit outside and like not sitting down. But with like the acting stuff, it's just really just like being disciplined and like trying to focus on, I don't know, who I want to be instead of this fucking influencer that does TikToks and shit.
But also like you could be like, oh, this fucking influencer does TikToks and shit. But like you're cultivating this like great community of people.
Yeah.
And even like when I had you on the pod, like the reaction was great. And then like we started posting like TikTok stuff and like the response from people was just so happy and fun and like, and yeah, I just felt like, oh shit, he has like, you don't just have fans who are like, yeah, that's a guy from that place. Like, it's a community of people who love to like laugh and have fun, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How do you deal, you mentioned my team. Are you good at delegating?
Delegating?
Yeah.
Like work?
Yeah.
No, not at all. We have a pretty good like system with my team. Like,
cause it's hiring people requires more work from you to make sure everyone's organized and shit.
Yeah, no, I think I'm very blessed. Like my manager, like he's not like a talent manager. He's more so like a business manager. Mm-hmm. And that's how he's like, that's his first come up. Like he never managed people or anything like that. He just like started like big software companies.
Yeah.
So he kind of like runs me like a business, which is like for other people like, oh, that's scary. But I really enjoy it because there's structure and I have to do shit and I have responsibilities. And there's a lot of people that call on me and like that need me and shit. So I don't know, like I really love being like structured because I know a lot of these people in this industry don't have like anyone around them or any teams or whatever. Like one of my friends who just signed a contract, he goes, yo, should I get a lawyer to look over my contract? I was like, bro, you've been an influencer longer than me. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, are you a sausage? Like, it's crazy.
Sausage. I early on like got a manager before like my career was probably even needed a manager, but I just know like, I knew that I don't know what the fuck's going on with my career. And so like my team around me is like integral too. But you also have to check in to be like, okay, is everyone on the same page?
Everyone doing shit.
Is everyone caring? Yeah, is everyone fucking working as hard as I am? Yeah. Because you guys represent me too. And yeah, people will see us and they don't realize like there's actually a lot of people behind us making shit happen.
I think also for like the little devils that are listening, it is also beneficial and obviously, maybe a lot of you aren't influencers or in this space, but the best thing is doing is like investing in yourself, in your team, and investing in like opportunities around you. Like, I remember when I was starting a business and I was so afraid to like spend any money, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this or whatever. It's like, how I look at it is more money's going to come regardless. Like, you're always going to make more money, no matter whatever. Like, no matter if it's $20, $100, you're still going to make more money. You may as well spend that. You may as well invest it in yourself to try and get a little bit further along, or at least learn something. Like, you never take a loss. You just learn from shit. So, like, I think that's the biggest thing, is never be afraid to like branch out, or like to try push the envelope or do something different.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get frozen in all the possibilities of how they could fail.
Yeah.
And I'm like similar to you, where like I'm a doer. Like, yeah. I'd rather fail than feel like I never tried anything.
Yeah.
Do you say no to things? Because like, there must be a lot of different kind of opportunities coming your way.
Yeah, I say no to a lot of shit. Like, first off, like NFTs and like crypto shit. I don't want to do that. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. Like,
that's hot.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, guys, not wanting to talk about crypto,
that's crazy.
I'm rare. I found a unicorn.
I'm the guy. No, I just, because there's like a lot of like brand deals and business shit that I just don't care about. But most importantly, like, there's a lot of events that I don't want to go to. Because I'm like, I don't want your energy. Like, I know people that are going to be in that same room.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be able to sit there and have that energy. I don't want to take it on. And also, like, this is taking me back to like high school. But what I've been doing now is, whenever I don't like someone, I just don't want to talk about them because I don't have anything nice to say.
Yeah.
And I know, like, whenever I start spitting venom out, venom comes back to me. So, yes. Like, whenever I'm like putting, I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm going to want to talk bad on someone.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's all going to come back to me in the wrong way. So I've been like trying to say no to going out, saying no to doing this stuff, only say yes to getting put in the right room with the right people.
Exactly. Well, it's true. The people you are rubbing shoulders with really do kind of frame your existence, like your reality, their voices, their thoughts, all that shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up with a final game. I love to play the Seven Deadly Sins, and I played it with you the first time.
Yeah.
But it's been like a year.
Has it been a year?
I don't know. I don't know. Time is made up.
Oh, you know what I learned today? That in Vietnam, you can add a year onto your life, or 2 years if you want. Like, the guy, it was so random. I don't know, it's so crazy. But I was sitting there. I don't know if he was struggling because maybe English isn't his first language.
Yeah.
But he asked me how old I was, and then I told him, and then he's like, oh, I'm 29, but I'm actually 28. And I was like, why don't you just say 28? He's like, oh, in Vietnam, we add a year on if we want to. I'm like, I don't know who would choose to be older. Unless you're like trying to buy alcohol.
That makes no sense.
So random. I asked him, I was like, why? Why is this a thing? He's like, oh, Vietnam. I'm like, yeah, I don't get you. I was like, I'm sorry. It was frustrating. Anyway, fun fact.
Fun fact. It's kind of it's whatever. Made up. Yeah, it's everything's fucking made up. Okay, time to play the Seven Deadly Sins.
Yes.
Seven Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
My time. Whenever someone wastes my time, or whenever I'm meant to be somewhere and someone's late, not for you, example, but
you guys, every time I've recorded with him, I'm like the most insane amount of late. But only, it's funny because I'm a pretty on-time person. I'm like, fucking Harry again. I'm like, I'm 2 hours late.
No, I mean, like, whenever there's like a business meeting or whatever,
and you feel like people, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? The universe is telling me that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you should get out of my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, end it with them. Honestly.
Fuck that. Be greedy with your time, because it's the only thing we never get back. So corny that I just said that, but
You wake up early, don't you?
I did for a lot of my life. So I used to wake up, like last week, last week is when I changed this. I was waking up at 5:30 every single day, but I got this thing that like tracks my sleep and like deep sleep, and I'm trying to be more, sounds so fucking stupid, but I'm trying to be more optimized with my body, my mind, so
that
I can function at a better level.
Is that a Whoop?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Do you like it?
I really like it. Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, so I stopped getting up at 5:30 every day, and I just like, I'd rather, I'm mostly up at 6:30, but I'm just trying to track my sleep a little bit better, because I realize, it sounds crazy, as soon as I have a good night's sleep, I'm so much happier and I'm funnier. So like, I owe that to my audience.
Yeah.
Just be funny.
And if all it takes is like one or two more hours.
Yeah, fuck it.
What are you really going to lose when you're that much more optimized during the rest of the day?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Look at that. So sleep in, bitches.
Yeah.
Who are you envious of?
Who am I envious of? I think Amber Heard, all that clout she got off that situation.
Do you see how many articles have written about that bitch?
See the headlines that bitch got?
The amount of Google searches that she got?
All the followers she got. Her followers are climbing like crazy. Really? Yeah, I'm like, how did she do that? Well, I guess she shit on someone's bed, but anyway. That's...
Honestly, that's a great. Yeah, that's great. I mean, it was like she's never been talked about before. But Harry,
I DM'd her.
You you love a PR stunt. We know.
I do.
Is it always good PR?
Yes.
I don't. No, I've learned.
No, it's not.
You ever in something? I think we both have. Where you're like. If I wake up with another article with my name on it, I'm going to have a mental breakdown.
Yes.
And you just want to hide.
Yes.
And then like things slow down and you're like, no one cares about the new shoes I got.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No one cares about the new girls that I posted on Instagram. Do you guys ever post on TikTok a video and you're just like, that was cringy?
Yeah, when I used to.
Yeah.
I film something and I just post it.
Like, you don't overthink it.
Well.
Do you ever get afraid that you're projecting a perfect relationship onto people and then they'll be sad about their own lives because you guys are so good looking and like adorable together? Because that seems selfish as fuck.
Well, we don't because we're always shitting on each other. Metaphorically.
Yeah, but that's like adorable. Anyway, okay. What are you gluttonous about? What do you overindulge in?
Gluttonous?
Yeah. Like, what's your...
I'm on reality TV. What does that word mean?
Guilty pleasure. Okay.
I'm like, don't...
You did two seasons.
I was like, don't throw big words at me because I'll have a fucking stroke trying to figure out what the fuck you're saying. Jesus Christ, Hannah. What is my guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
like a food or like
probably
working out. Just one of those.
Yeah, so lame.
It's like just sweating.
Yeah, no, I don't mind like a good like cream pie.
Ew.
No.
At first, I was like, is that an Australia dessert that I don't know?
No, I love eating like just eating shit food with Georgia. Just like
oh my god, that is a love language. And if you guys gain a little weight. Embrace it.
She can eat like a rhino. It's honestly crazy because I'm competitive, but like it just like doesn't.
That's me.
It doesn't she has the craziest metabolism. I'm like, where are you shitting?
Like, I'm gonna interview her and be like, so what's the deal? Where do you do it? And she's gonna say some ridiculous shit like, oh, I go to Starbucks all the way in Burbank and I just let it out once a week and then I drive back.
No, it's crazy because like I check all the bathrooms. I'm like, where is there any skid marks? Is there any crocodile slides? Like, where is this going
in? Wait till you break up. It'll be in your bed. When was the last time you experienced extreme anger or wrath?
Oh, never. Yeah, I don't get angry. Yeah.
You have little tantrums with her all the time though.
No, but that's not like angry like I'm gonna fucking kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time I got like so angry. No, I just don't. I'm just like, oh, whatever. I think I'm just way too just like, oh.
That's really great because some guys, the only emotion they know how to express is anger.
Yeah.
Like, they get like nervous about something and they're like, and you're like, Jesus. Like
relax. No, I don't know. I think the mindset of if I can't control it, I don't let it
get to me. So you never punched a wall?
Yeah. When I was younger, I was a little fucking meathead.
Every white dude loves a wall punch.
Put a hole in the wall. I just like hit it and fucking hurt my hand. Never did that again.
We live and we learn.
Yeah.
We make mistakes and then we grow. When was the last time you didn't do anything all day? You were a sloth.
Oh.
A little sloth.
Fuck. When did I do that? I don't know.
You like you fucking drink at night and then you like pop up and you're like, where's the pre-workout?
Yeah. No, like I'm the discipline. I'm like, if I...
Does she sleep in?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she looks so cute and she sleeps as well. She's like a little fucking, little like koala, like curled up.
See, I like... think I look like that and then it's just me like sprawled out and like choking on my own spit.
Yeah, see, I choke on my tongue. So, like, I'm so cute when you're choking. I was like, bro, I'm fucking dying. Like, it's so cute.
Your near-death experience.
Yeah, like relax.
How's your ego?
Huge. What did you expect? Massive. Like my bank account. No.
Because last time, do you feel different about how you feel about yourself from the last time we spoke?
Yes.
Like sitting here?
Yes. Yeah. No, I
feel
think,
different.
I think I, am I different?
I feel, okay, let me give you what I feel. I feel like,
I love how you're going like this.
You've definitely had some of, and this is not me knowing, you've had some events that have like got you to chill out a bit. Yeah. Like you're less naive, where I think before you might have been just like excited, naive, I could deal with anything. And then you're like, okay, I know like boundaries. You've probably been hurt a little by some people. So you have a little more wiseness to you, but you're still the same like fun dude.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty spot on. Like I think I've also been able to, in the last year, be able to take a step back and realize like I don't need to do shit for clout or like to try and get more like people to talk about it or like press or whatever. I've just been like, oh, actually, like if I want to turn on the clout tap, I can go and do it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that I've been a little bit more like I need to focus on a different career path and like being more in the acting scene instead of like reality TV. Because as you know, reality TV, like the shelf life is like a month. Like, and then you're like, cool, you're old and like boring.
Yeah. And also like, you don't really get to have like people long term understand you if you're constantly being put in like weird narratives.
Yeah.
It starts to get like bad energy and shit. And then like what, you're getting famous from like negative fighting. It's that gross. Doesn't, I don't think that like makes people really like stay with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the energy like I want to put out. Like I like to make people laugh. That's all I want to do.
Exactly.
And that's also what I'm best at. Like tell me to like have like a mean girl scene with someone and I'll fucking fuck it up. I'll start crying.
Yeah, just try to make him laugh.
And I'm like, are you guys happy now?
Yeah, no, but also like with reality TV, I realized like it's exactly that. The most rewarding thing I did is doing podcasts, because then people like get to hang out for like an hour.
That's why I have my podcast, because I'm like, if anyone wants to like see who I am,
just fucking, I have a place.
But I also like how you were like, yeah, I want a clout, but then you realize there's this abundance theory of like clout is everywhere.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere, and like you can get to it in different ways. And sometimes like if you go too fast, too hot, like you burn your shit out.
Yeah. And that also like abundance, like the craziest shit, and I think you probably experienced as well on reality TV. Everyone's like, oh, what show are you doing next? Are you doing this? Like, whatever. And everyone's like paranoid that anyone else will get another opportunity or do anything else. But when you like take a step back and you're like, yo, everyone can win, or like everyone can have a chance to like get to where they want to be. It's not who's doing this or who's cock watching over here. Like, no one cares. Like, just be abundant and it's going to happen. And I think like, I'm not sure who, I think it was maybe Gary Vee, which was saying is the only thing you control is like your happiness and your abundance, I think.
Yeah.
I think that was the line that probably fully fucked it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, that's the only thing, and that's the only shit you should worry about. When you start worrying about other people's stuff, then your abundance and your happiness kind of diminishes.
Yeah, like you can choose the competition you want to play.
Yeah.
So like, you could compete with like, oh, who's randomly getting picked to do random stuff that like literally anyone doesn't involve a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Except like being hot and down to like clown. And
down to clown.
And clown could be multiple things.
Yeah.
Or you decide like, I want to compete with myself and how good I could be.
Yeah.
So like, you could let other people get shit, but you're like, you don't have to be in that war. You could have, they have a battle, like you have your own war that you're dealing with,
within figure it out,
your own shit. You get to choose if you want to, like, you can't lose if you're not playing the game with them.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wise.
Final question.
We should start talking about politics. That's what some reality TV says.
Yeah, Roe vs. Wade. Let's go.
Oh no, that's bad.
I know. It's.
I posted a story and I had a bunch of like people like, "Fuck you, move back to your country," and I'm like, "Oh, okay. I'm just not gonna get involved." Like,
dude, I posted shit about us. Who's the hilarious comic who has that great bit about Australia and guns?
Oh, yeah. I know who he is. Who is it?
Jim Jeffries. I posted like a ton of his clips because he made like amazing
points.
He's
so good.
Yeah, and he just was like, look at what Australia did after we had a massacre. We made guns you know, illegal, and there's been no massacre. So it's just 1 + 2 = 3.
Yeah, it's crazy. Who could have guessed? You get rid of that thing and people stop getting shot. What are the chances that that happens?
When was the last time you lusted over someone besides Georgia? Who's like your celebrity crush? That's a dangerous question to ask.
Yeah, because I have a lot of them. yeah, like, where do I start? I think that...
Besides Amber Heard.
Amber Turdy, a little squeaky ass. I think that Sweetie, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa. I think those like...
People are loving those three right now.
No, like, but I think Dua Lipa is like the top. Like, I feel like she's probably really funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't know she was British. Yeah. You listen to the videos of her talking, couldn't make a grown man come in his pants. It's crazy. She's so stunning and like, she looks amazing.
Okay, marry, fuck, kill. American accent, British accent. Australian accent.
Marry British, kill Australian, and fuck American.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard it all my life. Like, who cares? I get it. True. Like, whatever. You talk funny. Cool. However, go to American, it sounds like you're in a movie. Go to British, feels like I'm like some royal, like I can drink high tea, like do high tea fucking things and have like the little triangle sandwiches. Like, that's what it feels like.
That's some Bridgerton shit. I went to Ireland and I thought everyone crazy. Sounded so cool. And then I met these little kids and I was talking. I'm like, do you guys think I talk cool? And they were like, no.
Yeah.
You look like, you sound like television. And I was like,
wow.
But it's like what you said, it sounded like the movies.
Yeah.
Like they hear my accent all the time, but I never hear theirs. So I was like fascinated, holding on to every like syllable they said. And then I was like, you think I'm cool? And they were like, absolutely not.
Shut up. Suck.
And they go, also, how'd you get in my house? final question.
Yes.
You're doing amazing. What advice would you give to my little devils on how to cope with their hell when they're going through it, when you're in the dark?
Yeah.
What advice do you have?
I think be selfish. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is...
Get in your villain era.
Yeah, like, just fucking... Here's the craziest shit is, like, you could get hit by a car tomorrow. It sounds, like, scary and, like, fucking grim. But, like, I don't know. When I started thinking like that and being, like, more... Showing more gratitude in my life, like, every single week, every Monday, I write on my whiteboard, me and my best friend do it, 5 things that we're grateful for that happened the past week. And then same thing I do with my team. Every Monday, we write it in. And I think every single day that you wake up and you're, like, grateful and, like, show gratitude, like, you get excited to get out of bed. Like, whenever you're... And here's the thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, I fucking run around, like, with my fucking thumb up my ass. I'm happy all the time. It shit happens.
You've referenced thumb up your ass multiple times.
You got me thinking. Yeah. I'm going to go home and I'm just going to sit on it really quick and see what happens. See if I can find that G-spot. But no, like, I think that just showing gratitude and just even when you're in a rut, like, even when you're fucking sad, like, I always try to be like, just think about the positives in it. And then also, when you're going through shit, like, write down things that you can control and things that you can't control, and then cross out all that stuff because that doesn't exist in your brain and you don't own that energy. Focus on the energy and the shit that you do own, and then, like, work through it, because it's so much easier when you do that. Like, it's so easy. And then just show gratitude and just fucking go out there and fuck someone.
You're kind of a visual person, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I thought journaling was, like, woo-woo stupid, but there is something to be said about, like, physically seeing words and, like, letting your thoughts be out as words.
Yes, don't do it on your notes app. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Put your fucking finger on some
pen.
When
did you recently learn how to write?
When I was a kid, yeah, I learned how to read and write at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, English. Yeah.
Nice.
But
sorry, I just imagine a bunch of influencers or reality TV people trying to do like their manifestation boards, and they're like, ah!
No, I can't. No, the spelling's all wrong. The spelling's all wrong. Like, it's all over the place.
You're like, I would finish it, but I forgot what else was in the alphabet.
No, I bought, I went on Amazon and I just bought like a big book, and I would just write on shit. But I have a big magic book where I put all my manifestations in and positive affirmations for myself. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm feeling down, I just start saying like, I'm amazing, I'm this, I'm 6'6", I'm handsome, but no, I write down like positive affirmations to make myself feel good, and then manifestations. But I have a little journal book where I just write.
Also, you're in LA where like followers are a thing. How much do you care about followers and shit?
I don't. When you probably saw me last, I was micromanaging it like crazy. I was checking my followers. I'm like, holy shit, I'm down. Like, I'm losing 1,000 followers a day. This is what's going on. Like, I was so paranoid about numbers to the point where I wasn't even like posting at all. Like, that was the craziest shit.
You were scared.
I was so afraid. And I was so afraid of losing followers that I wouldn't put out any content. Now that I don't care, and I'm like, there's abundance. Like, the right people are gonna be in my community. The other people who don't wanna see my shit aren't gonna be in the community. It's fine. Like, I'm just like, whatever. I don't even check my insides. And it started to like, obviously, like, pay off. Like, I've been, like, I remember talking to people that were like, oh yeah, I'm a social media manager, I'll help grow your account, whatever. I was like, get me to 5 million followers by December 31st. Like, that's what has to happen before the new year. Mm-hmm. I was like, so paranoid about that. I was like, I'll pay any price. Mm-hmm. I wanna make it happen. And I'm like, that's just the wrong fucking energy. Because, like, who cares?
Because that's not the abundance energy. I was talking about it with Annie Letterman about money. Mm. How, like, the harder you hold something close to you, the more it wants to escape.
Yeah.
But if you're just loose, it's coming in and out. And that's how...
It is. It is. And it's queefing.
It's queefing! Yeah. Okay, Harry, where can people follow you, listen to you, watch you, buy from shit from you?
Yeah.
What's the tea?
If you go to my Hubi link... hoo.be/HarryJazzy has all my shit, everything that you need. But I also have a Spotify live show every Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Do you do that?
I haven't yet just because I have two pods right now.
Oh, yeah. You're a working queen.
I'm just, you know.
But it's good because they can come up and talk and just like tell you what's going on.
I don't even show up.
Just let them go. No, I had a girl come on and she was telling me she fucked this guy, then wanted to fuck his boss. And then like she was like talking, which is awesome. Like she was just so open about what was going on. I was like, I respect it. She told me, she's like, yeah, I went on lunch break yesterday. And I met this guy on Hinge and just fucked him in the car park. I'm like, yo, you're awesome. She's like, yeah, we're going to go on a date tomorrow. I need to figure out who he is and if I like him.
It's cool that you can actually like hear the people that normally are just little like icons.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know anyone else who talks like this, but I guess I'm like, I have like such an amazing like open community. Yeah. And the best thing is there's no hate comments like when we're in the thing. Like everyone's just like, you go, girl, go get that cock and like whatever. It's awesome.
Your little dumplings.
Yeah, my little dumplings, my little cream pies.
Thanks for coming to hell, you guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
What up, Ari?
That was so cool.